up, everybody, and we're back.
I'm so excited to be back.
We're so casual right now because we just did, 20 minutes on Pre-Pod Shenanigans?
Yeah, exactly. Check that you had to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Check that on Patreon. But welcome back to the Cave-In Universe podcast. Yeah, like I said, we're back. We got some new stuff going on. Let's just keep it casual. Let's keep it flowing like we had been. What do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the Diddler? Or do you want to talk about Dubai flooding?
Let's talk about wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I mean, of course, I just wanted to bring this up quickly because we, when I did the Squanchy show last, I talked about the Nickelodeon. Okay, literally, I hadn't seen a fly this whole time. And as soon as we start
recording, I swear, the flies come out. They want to be on the pod. Welcome back. Everybody help us welcome our first podcast guest of the season.
Yes,
Mr.
The fly.
Mr. Fly.
Anyway, but no, I talked about the Nickelodeon Diddlers, but I didn't talk about the Diddler.
Yeah, yes, the one and only.
He did is a Diddler. What do you think? What do you think about P. Diddy? I've never like cared or
I've never really liked his music. I never really liked his appearance.
You remember that there was one time where he had his own show, like it was like P. Diddy or Diddy Making the Band or whatever.
I've never heard of it.
Like it was basically like a competition show where people go, they live in this house, and they were like musicians. They were basically compete to sign on his label. And I remember there was one time that there was like a fat guy on there, and he would like always like talk shit to him for being fat, and he made him like walk a mile to go get P. Diddy a donut and stuff.
Yeah, he also made him suck his wiener.
Yeah, I wonder, he probably made him suck that donut off his wiener. when I think about P. Diddy being a diddler, I just think about that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was only a matter of time because, yeah, apparently he's been doing this for years. There's, like, conspiracy coming out of these videos and these pictures. And
is that what it is, like, to be, like, everyone's, like, so afraid and so scared of the elites and so scared of the Illuminati, but they're really just gay pedophiles. Is that what it is? You want to be famous? You want to be a celebrity? You want to be part of the elite group of society? Guess what? All you have to be is a gay pedophile.
You're like, that's the only test pass.
That's so bad. Like, literally, like, the richest, most powerful people are just gay pedophiles.
It's sad. It's sad, but it's the truth.
I just think, wow. Cat Williams is right.
Yeah. That's why that video has, how many views? Yeah. Hundreds of millions.
Anyway, let's not give those losers any more credit. What do you think about the Fallout series?
As someone who's never played Fallout before, I really enjoyed it. I seriously cannot wait for season two.
Okay, for someone that's never played Fallout before, did it cover like enough of like lore and like understanding of like this new? It's basically like a different universe where it's like our timeline but different. You know,
I feel like for the most part, like as like someone who hasn't played Fallout, watching it, that I kind of would get like the gist of it. But I feel like I got like an even more advanced knowledge of it because I was watching with you as someone who does play
and
Fallout.
I was commentating the whole time.
Yes, but which I didn't mind because I knew like if you weren't commentating, I was going to ask the questions anyways because there were some parts that kind of stumped me that I was like, I don't get it. But then, of course, I had you back there to help me out with that.
Yeah. And as much as, there were some things that got me too because as much as I want to claim I love Fallout, like I play Fallout, like I recently just got into Fallout like within the last 2 years and I haven't even played all the games. So like there were some things that got me too, but the one game I have played, I've sunk in like hundreds of hours into. So I there was a lot of things where I'm like, how many times? I've probably said it 100 times. That was just like the game. That's just like the game. That's just like the game. Like, I probably said that a million times.
Which, I mean, is a good thing because you would want, something like that.
That's how you make like a game show. A show about a game.
Because from what I've learned, like you've told me before, is like that there's other shows about other games that have completely flopped.
And movies. Like, I mean, look at Mortal Kombat. Like,
right. Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
There's some good moments in those movies, but a lot of flops.
Yeah. I just brought it up. I brought that up specifically because I remember like after we watched Fallout, I happened to be on Paramount Plus, and I was like, oh, Paramount's trying to flex the Halo series, and that completely.
Apparently, I guess that flopped. Yeah. I never was a fan of Halo myself. Though, yeah. Like a lot of people.
Right.
I just
next, they're going to come out with the Call of Duty.
Yeah, with games and stuff, and just growing up, like, I guess, growing up, like, middle class / poor, it's like, there was, like, a lot of movies, that came out in theaters that I skipped. Like, I never got to catch up with the Harry Potters because it's like, I'm not going to go to the movie theater every fucking month that there's a Harry Potter movie. And then, like, with games, like too, we only got, like, one, maybe two, three games a year. So it's like, you know, I saved that for the Mortal Kombat's and the wrestling games and stuff like that. So it's like I skipped a lot of games. So I never got to get into Halo.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, though, too, that the Fallout series did, like, it started off a little slow. I would say about three episodes in. And then once you get to, like, four or five, you know, I think there was only... eight episodes, so those in the middle ones were like super like jam-packed action. But I feel like once like this the last episode came around, like it was kind of like, not I wouldn't say necessarily a letdown, but it was kind of like, oh, that's it, like it just, we have to wait.
I'm tired of these movies and I'm tired of these shows with these cliffhangers that like it's like because they have to, with today's digital social media age, like you have to draw people in, you have to keep people coming back, and that's what these new shows and movies think they have to do now. Is like, I understand that's why it's called a cliffhanger, that's why it's a category of like a type of ending, is like, oh, a cliffhanger ending. But a cliffhanger ending doesn't mean that you leave 10 different plot holes.
Yeah,
a cliffhanger ending is like what's to come. Like that's a cliffhanger ending. That's a tongue twister for me.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to have a speech impediment. I had to take speech classes that obviously didn't work. But it's like, you don't leave 10 plot holes. Like, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? Like, at least complete something.
Yes.
At least complete something with the story instead of just saying, guess what? You want to complete this story? You want to be Cody Rhodes? You got to wait another year until we do next season.
Okay, Cody, finish the story.
Yeah. That's just what I didn't like. Everything was good up until the 10 cliffhangers.
Yeah.
It's like, at least tell me what happened with this ghoul and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
At least tell me, you know, what happened with, why is all of a sudden the protagonist means the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or antagonist is the bad guy. Why is the antagonist all of a sudden with the protagonist's mother?
Right,
like, tell me that.
Yeah.
And the mother's like a ghoul and then she just dies, and then the lady comes back and sees that she's dead and literally is like, oh, we did it, and then she dies. And it's like,
and then not to mention what's going on in Vault 31 with Norman. Yes. Like, and super
did he just go back into the cryopod, or mm-hmm. did he find a way out?
Yeah.
Like,
and what's going on with the new overseer, because obviously she's hiding some shit.
And how is that all these people from 200 years ago in the past froze themselves and they all came out of cryopods? How is that such a big reveal when you literally showed cryopods the episode before?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
What? You're it's literally like, building up else. What's in this vault, and you literally showed what was in the vault the episode before. So happens that there are people that were alive 200 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to be something way crazier than that. So I'm kind of hoping...
like Death Claws or freaking super mutants or something.
I'm kind of hoping they were just testing some stuff out with season one. So once season two eventually comes out, which, I mean, hopefully they'd get a move along with it, you know.
Right.
But,
yeah, hopefully,
you know,
with all those cliffhangers, yes, I hope season two needs to come out in like 6 months.
Yeah. Yes, not like freaking Euphoria. They don't even know if Euphoria is going to even come back. That's
Lego
one thing.
Lego Delta that... 8, people.
You yeah, like, you like have
Euphoria.
To make them.
Yeah, I just want to know if they're going to show. Is Sydney Sweeney coming back in Euphoria?
I don't know.
Oh,
sure,
just asking.
Sure, you're just asking.
She's today's Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
But today's the Ryan Garcia fight. I wonder if he's winning.
Isn't it happening like right now?
Yeah. I don't know.
I
hope Ryan Garcia wins, but I don't know about that guy. If you follow Ryan Garcia, the boxer, and you've been following his social media, that dude is off the rails. But I'm curious.
I think he's off the rails just to promote what's going
on
tonight.
Exactly. I'm curious to see how
it's all
acts.
A front.
I'm curious to see how he acts after the fight, because if he's still doing the same shit, but he might do it for a little bit just to kind of prove that he wasn't trying to, you know what I mean? We'll just see. But Ryan Garcia, he's probably kind of becoming the boxing Conor McGregor, because it's like, you think all this shit is like negative, but it's kind of, when you add it all up, it's kind of entertaining.
No,
and
he
lost. Yeah, right. Promoting the fight.
He has lost his marbles, and not to mention he lost another one tonight when he brought in the whole mariachi band and orchestra.
He wasn't a mariachi band. He had a freaking Apocalyptica orchestra.
He had like a pro violinist in his dressing room.
Yes.
So it's like, what even? Why?
That's cinema right there. You know, Ryan Garcia getting ready. Mike Tyson comes, daps him up with the freaking orchestra playing.
With the orchestra playing.
Right,
I feel like they're
fight.
Trying to tell us something. Something's happening.
Yeah.
Superstitious.
But like I said, because we don't, I mean, that's how you promote. That's how you sell a fight, because we both don't even know anything about his opponent, you know.
Mm-mm.
So
I just know his last name's Haney.
Yeah, and then, but yeah, the only reason why we know about anything that's going on is because of Ryan Garcia and his antics. So,
yeah.
Hey, that's how you promote a fight. But yeah, we'll see how it goes after.
Yeah, because he really got somebody who's not really a boxing fan at all to literally been following right. him for months.
Literally, yeah. And that's why even I said I wanted to put it on over there, you know, look, we're streaming, but come at me, Dana White. No, I'm just kidding. That's why I want to put it on over there for my dad, because Ryan Garcia is backed by Oscar De La Hoya, which is a boxer that my dad liked.
Oh, so that's okay.
why I was like, yeah, you know, the Koch brothers. No, I'm just kidding. But O.J. Simpson died. You hear about that?
Everybody heard about that. What the? There's actually something that's funny you bring that up, because there's actually one thing I wanted to tell you about that, and it's literally that, of course, because I guess he killed his wife, and then he killed, like, the wife's, like, mistress, like, the little server boy, and so he died the same night, and apparently, like, that family still is, like, you know, the ones that, water. What?
Coke or water?
Yeah, lemonade.
Okay, go ahead.
Just that, The guy, the waiter's family or whatever, did you know, and this is just how fucked up O.J. Simpson is, his lawyer has already come out to the family saying that that they are, like, banned from O.J.'s, like, estate. Like, because you know that naturally, like, those people would still want to come out of the works and say, like, you still killed my son, like, I... He still owes them money, exactly. And so basically there was, like, a part in his will and estate that said that I think it's the Freeman family or something like that. The Freeman family basically, like, has no right to take any of my money, is basically what he had in his will. So usually when someone dies, like, they have to go word by word or word for word, you know, what the will says. So it's kind of, it's kind of messed up if that's the case. dang. Yeah, he was 76 years old. I've been seeing so many memes about it, though. Have you seen memes? Like, there was one that was like, oh, this is the only way that OJ needs to go out. And it was literally a Ford Bronco, but, like, extended, like, the hearse. Yes. Literally, with cops behind it.
He got to live pretty long for the deeds he did. I mean, it's good to say, the good die young, because, you know, and the old people are usually miserable because God don't want you.
Yeah. Especially the ones that, you know, that don't have sicknesses. He dealt with cancer for a long time, but hey, maybe that was the case, because cancer's a bitch, so, and it takes people quick. So the fact that he literally dealt with it for years and years,
that's,
like,
true.
he just lived years in pain and sickness, so
yeah.
Maybe he did get what he deserved, but
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't even, we've been, oh, that's, we just, like, went through these things. We hadn't even gone through videos. We weren't going to do, like, yeah, we're not trying to do real reactions as a segment at the end, but yeah. I guess now it is, because we just flew through these. But I guess, oh, no, we'll come back to some of these other topics. But you showed me this here.
What is this again?
It's a lady that brought her Brazilian woman arrested after bringing her dead uncle to the bank to secure a $3K loan in his name.
Mind you, I saw
this. She's trying to get him to sign.
I couldn't find it after I originally saw it. That's usually how it works. But I saw the uncensored version of this and just the look. Ugh. And literally, apparently, the bank people were, like, immediately, like, they knew something was wrong. And mind you, this is only for $3,000. Like, do you really need?
Like, literally, yeah.
Is it worth it?
It's not. I mean, don't do that for any amount, but, like, I can understand it was like $100K or something, but for $3,000, what's wrong with you?
No, but apparently she didn't fool nobody. The bank people. The bank people knew what she was trying to do.
We got a good eyes on our daughter camera right there.
Yeah, she did kind of toss and turn, so
yeah,
a sudden pause.
Oh, remember, don't try to mess with the mic on those sounds.
I'm
those
sorry.
Sounds make. But yeah, she tried to secure a $3K loan. Cops were called immediately. She got arrested, and yeah, she's probably gonna be facing a lot of time because, Jesus Christ, what even? Why? Like, at least try to do that shit online.
I'd haunt her ass.
At least try to find out his login and try to just transfer that money and try mm-hmm. to cash app yourself. Like, damn, are you going to wheel his ass to the bank? You can't just freaking find his password? Can't see if he had it saved on his freaking Google or on his phone?
You can't just hit forgot password on his bank?
Yeah, send it to his email that you have access to. Like, damn. Yeah,
because apparently she was his caretaker, too. So she really didn't even care about him that much.
Oh, my God. The caretaker don't even care. Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a break here as we try to go put our daughter back to sleep.
Yes, we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Eyes underwater, and it's all happening because they allegedly decided to make it rain, but now it just won't stop. They do this thing called cloud seeding, which is basically manipulating clouds to enhance rainfall in dry climates. But as a result, the entire city has become underwater with massive storms flooding malls and residential buildings. Literally, airplanes can't take off anymore, and some are even comparing the rainstorms to the apocalypse.
What happens when you wanna blink out and fuck with the weather, Dubai?
Honestly, that's what happens but...
there. Look at this video, and they're all like, because Dubai is like obviously a rich country, and everyone there drives nice cars.
Today no come job.
The
no
Range River.
Today me water too much road, water too much.
Water too much.
I feel you, brother.
Fewer do trick when you're in Dubai.
Yeah, I mean, not much there. I mean, that's kind of pay for the consequences there. And then I saw a video of like. The whole city like turning green, crazy.
Oh yes, all I think that, you actually showed me that one. Yeah, that's actually really scary, especially if you have young kids or sick people who have like bad immune systems.
That can't be good for the environment. The more they do it, you think the more that chemical and shit would spread in the air, mm-hmm. and it's like,
ew. Yeah, they probably shit green at this point.
They're probably what?
They probably shit green at this point.
The Alamo is now being brought back to its old glory. Ripley's Believe It or Not, Tomb Raider, and the Guinness World Records Museum are all closing to make way for the new Alamo Welcome Center and Museum. Further construction aims to reestablish the totality of the Alamo Mission de Valero footprint. The plan, according to Kate Rogers, the executive director of the Alamo Trust, is about restoring a sense of reverence and respect to the site.
Wait.
Now, we're Texas natives. You grew up in San Antonio. I lived in San Antonio for years. I still have family in San Antonio. And I'm a cornerstone of San Antonio and visiting San Antonio when I would visit when I was a kid, when I would visit as an adult. We went there. Is the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, is the Wax Museum, is the Guinness Book of World Records Museum. And they're getting rid of all that.
So really, that's my main question here is, so it's just gone? They're not even just going to relocate it? Like,
I hope they relocate it.
That's my big thing.
Okay, I hope they relocate it in San Antonio, though.
Yes, because Ripley's, like you were saying, like literally is like a staple, especially in my childhood. Like, I went there multiple times, and it's, we have our own special memories there. Museum. Like,
We have
pictures. I'm going to cry because we're supposed to take Delilah there.
We were. I hope they relocate.
They have the wax hand thing. Yes.
And then one thing, we didn't even get to go to the Guinness Museum because I went there as a kid, but we went to the Ripley's and the Wax Museum, but I wanted to go again next time we got to go to the Riverwalk because remember that time we had the, remember that your birthday weekend we had on the Riverwalk?
Yeah, it was my 21st birthday.
And that was one of the best weekends, best days.
The best staycation ever because he was living in San Antonio at the time. So getting a hotel instead of staying at his house 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then traveling the Riverwalk, getting drunk, talking to people, smoking cigs.
We made friends. I almost smoked a cigarette. It was that good.
I almost, for someone who's never smoked a cigarette before. Enjoying the vibes. Like I said, I just like I was talking about on the Patreon. About California, I just love the night vibes and just like not even if anything's going on, just like the vibes of like traffic, of like people walking around, people talking, people having a great time. You know me, I love background noise. I need constant background noise.
Yes.
So I love that vibe, and we're just chilling, vibing, smoking. I'm smoking a cigarette. You're like, can I have one? I'm like, no, you cannot.
You were such a good influence.
Yes, I mean, it was good. Yeah, a good guy to be like, no, you cannot.
Yeah, even drunk, you wouldn't give in to me.
Yes, because I was out of cigarettes and there's obviously no gas stations. So we had to go to this random, like, you know, like hipster cigarette store.
Correction,
and
lost your cigarettes.
Oh, that's right. Somebody picked them up. I bet a homeless dude picked them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so we had gone to the store and they didn't have cigarettes. All they had was these camel pinks. So that's what it was. It was because they had the pink like band cigarettes. And you like the pink because as a girl, you're like,
hey, I'm a girly girl.
I smoke one? I was like, no, that's literally exactly how they get you.
I'm a girly girl. If it's pink, let me try.
Yes. That was fun. See, literally, mm-hmm. like we just said, good memories involving the Riverwalk, involving Ripley's. Yes. Because it's not even on the Riverwalk. It's kind of further away, but you can still walk.
Yeah.
It's still walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and it's like the Alamo, like, really, like, I understand the history and the significance, but that's why we have the Alamo. And I really feel like maybe they're trying to reverse what the vibe to it, you know, like we're talking mm-hmm. vibes. It's because, like, literally the Alamo is surrounded by Ripley's. It's surrounded by, it's literally a mall is right next to it. A giant mall is right next. Well, no, that is because that mall does flow to the Riverwalk.
So yeah. Riverwalk, you're talking, like, about River Center Mall.
Yeah. It's literally right there, mm-hmm. right next to the Alamo. So it's like, why are you trying to spruce up the Alamo when it's literally like, you've already fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've already surrounded it by, you know, all these business infrastructures.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, exactly. And then, oh, man, what was I going to say about the Alamo? Oh, just one point, like, from literally, like, a born San Antonian, like, okay, the Alamo is associated with San Antonio. Like, everybody knows that. Born in San Antonio, lived there for the first 12 years of my life, and then has literally since then visited, like, a countless numbers of times, never been to the Alamo.
Because, like, I feel like, yeah, people from other countries or other states and even other countries feel like the Alamo is so significant. But, I mean, maybe we're just bad Texans.
I think so.
Because it's, like, significance for Texas.
I think people are going to think we don't care about history. But you know what?
So it doesn't matter. We were, our freaking ancestors were in Texas regardless if it was Mexico or Texas.
Yeah.
They were here first. So.
Yep. And we got a 23andMe to prove it.
Right? Yes. I'm surprised you're more native than me, but yeah, you're wider than me. Like, how does that even work?
Yeah.
DNA is awesome.
Yeah.
Stand still. Don't do that.
Oh my gosh, there's so many bees. There's so many bees.
Oh, in my ear. I'm getting stuck.
The way it gets louder. The way the buzzing gets louder. That's so bad.
So basically this guy's saying not to run.
Like, you're not supposed to freak out.
Yes, but he ends up running or freaking out. But this is, like, the perfect example when you want to think you're smart and when you want to think you know nature and you're like, oh, I know how animals react. I know how bugs react. Like, no, just don't run. Don't run. He's yelling at people, don't do that. It's like he literally ends up running because he thinks that these are literally obviously, like, yellow jackets or killer wasps or some kind of aggressive wasp behavior. Yeah, if you're around bumblebees, stand still. They'll usually just be chill. They don't really sting you unless you're a threat. But when you see those big ass hornets and you saw or heard how loud those were, like, yeah, you run the fuck away.
Yes.
You don't just sit there. And he's sitting there just like, oh, because I'm smart and I know how, I read a book and I read on Google how to handle a bee swarm attack. I'm just going to stand still. And you got stung a million times before you decided, I'm going to get up and run.
Yes, that's so bad because, like, I feel like eventually, like, you know, and I can say that I've never been stung by a bee or a wasp or anything like that. I've never been stung by anything, any sort of bee or whatever. So, like, I don't know what it feels like. But at the same time, like, yeah, I would just keep running because I would assume that eventually they'll get tired. Right? Is that how it works? What's so funny?
You're going to keep running to tire out the bees?
Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
No, you just run and, like, they lose track of you. I don't know, I could be...
No, they can't keep up with me, is what I'm saying.
You're trying to tire... You're running...
I can outrun the bees.
And the bees are running after you, bees are flying after you. They're just like, whew, she got me. She tired me out. I can't even keep up with her anymore.
That's 100% what I mean. I can outrun the bees.
Oh, gosh. No, it's just like, I guess they... you're just trying to get away from them. I mean, I guess you are in a way trying to outrun them, but you're not trying to tire them out.
Now that you have said it multiple times, I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, that's crazy. This dude thought he was the main character.
That's why you don't crowd surf.
Yes, and that looked like it wasn't even a big crowd.
Like, no.
This dude thought he was the main character. Yeah, no. We got a guy crowd surfing and, yeah, thought people would go along with it. They just ended up dumping his ass on his head.
Especially if they're trying, yeah, if someone's trying to hand me this big sweaty guy, I'm like, ew. Oh,
this big sweaty guy. Oh, I feel like we've been going long enough, right? How long have we been going for?
We've been going for 51 minutes.
What, technically considering the break?
Which was about 10 minutes. And then 20 minutes for pre-pod.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do one more.
Yeah.
Quit being a pussy, bro.
Oh, my God.
My face was on fire.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, bro. This is going to look like Two-Face when he comes out of there. His face is literally on fire.
He's going to be half Freddy Krueger.
That's why next time, just be a pussy. Do not be influenced by your friends. Peer pressure is one of the worst things in the world because straight it leads up to shit like that.
Straight up.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, that was lessons. A little quick. One more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from New York. Of course I got a motherfucking...
This is one of those ones. This is one of the ones like the fuck all that. Gotta move. This is one of the ones that every time it comes on my feed, it gets me every time. Because look at this. Look at you see. Look at that was like the perfect smack. And he's you see the fork.
The fork was a paid actor.
Oh, Jesus, the fork was a paid actor.
Yes.
Oh, hilarious.
That's actually photography genius.
That was screenshot genius. That's screenshot.
Oh, screenshot genius.
Screenshot. I'm the screenshot king. You know, when they have those OnlyFans whores that do the screenshot thing on Instagram now. You know, I'm the screenshot king. No, I'm just kidding. I don't play into that shit. That pisses me off, actually. Yeah. I literally have to hit not interested. I see too much of this content.
Yeah. And this is not because of me, because I love women, so I do not influence him to not be not interested.
Wait, what?
I'm just trying. I don't want people to think that I'm this jealous, crazy person. I love women, so
no,
like, literally. No, I hope it leaves your feet and pops up on mine.
That's why our relationship is so good, because, like, yeah. You're really, honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Only girl I've ever been with that, like, is not a jealous brick.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Let's just say I don't discriminate.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
There you go, baby. All right, we're going to end the show with This, That, or Something is Not Dead.
Yes.
This, That, or Something.
It's never going away.
It's never going away. School lunch, packed lunch, off-campus lunch. Off-campus lunch, we're talking more like high school or whatever. But, okay, let's just start with the duo. School lunch versus packed lunch. Like, I'm talking about elementary school. Going to school, I got, like I said, we talked about earlier about being lower middle class / poor sometimes. I got free lunch. So sometimes Sometimes I free lunch hit, but then like I said, sometimes my dad was, you know, with his business making good money, he'd kick me back, hey, here's $5 for lunch. Here's, you know, so in middle school, I would go get the popcorn chicken, get the cookies.
I had to get the cookies and cream cone.
Get some Doritos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, cookies and cream cone. Yeah. Some chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was times like that. But yeah, let's start with that. School lunch, pack lunch.
I'm going to say, okay, wait, I do have a question before this real quick. Is this in, like, if it,
we'll go
if I
the
were
stages,
to choose?
Elementary.
Oh. School lunch.
Okay.
Middle school, school lunch.
Ooh.
High school, I preferred pack lunch. I had my matching.
You were packing your own lunch.
I had my own Vera Bradley. I had my Vera Bradley set, you know, I was all fancy. Like, I was middle class, I would say. So,
yeah.
I had my packed lunch, you know, in my cute lunch box. And I feel like that was a thing with my friends. So, that was in back then. But.
And what did you pack for, like, your high school lunch?
Wraps. I was really into wraps. So, I would make, like, little pinwheels. Nice. And then I'd have, like, a fruit or, like, a chip or something. Or, like, my mom always got, like, fruit snacks. So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then if I did have the extra money, I would, because I worked, you know, when I was 16. So in high school, I had money or whatever. But, you know, then I would get, like, an ice cream here and there, or, like, a dessert. Because obviously, like, that's not, you know, I can't just, like, oh, I'm not getting my free lunch. So can I just get a dessert? Like, no, they still made you pay for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. See, I guess I'll go back to. Elementary myself before mm-hmm. I get because I was gonna play off of that with my mm-hmm. high school, but anyway, elementary, like I said, free lunch, got yeah, good stuff there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, nachos. I think it was like the only day I hated was like Tuesday. I think Tuesday had like steak fingers.
What was your favorite day?
Thursday.
Thursday was mine.
And it was alternating. It was either tacos one Thursday, and the next Thursday it'd be nachos, and the next Thursday it'd be tacos, next Thursday it'd be nachos. But it was still with me, the same ingredients, with the same, like, that freaking, they do the ice cream freaking scoop of meat. That was just always so perfect.
Well, see, I think that was, I would say a statewide thing, because Thursdays were mine, too, because they were considered the Mexican food days. Yes, so, literally. Yes.
But they would alternate, too, because I feel like the nacho day, they would have the sauce cheese, and then the taco day, they'd have the shredded cheese. Mm-hmm. But still, I got to a point, I learned it from my friend, where even on the taco day, I would crunch up the tacos and make them into nachos. So it was always nacho day on Thursday.
Yeah. So, no matter what.
Yeah. So then, fast forward to middle school, like I said, that's when, you know, my family was doing a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So my dad would always give me money for school. So, you know, in middle school, they had the extra windows or the mm-hmm. extra boost where you can get, like, the premium food.
Yeah.
So that's when I literally would live, anytime I had extra money, it was popcorn chickens, and they sold these giant badass cookies for like 25 cents.
Yeah.
I would get one of those, and they had a limit. They eventually had to limit those cookies to four, because it was always the small, skinny kids. I remember I had a friend named Steven. He was like short and skinny. He had to be like freaking like 70 pounds in middle school, and he would freaking, I swear he spent like 10-20 bucks on those cookies, because I remember seeing him turn around one time, and he literally had a stack like that, and he's walking back to the cafeteria table, and then after that they had to limit like four cookies per kid.
I was gonna say, yeah, he just took advantage of the pricing there.
But then, and then of course, high school, I grew up in Houston elementary, middle school, but I went to high school in a smaller town, in a little country town, 5,000 people. My graduating class, I went from a graduating class in Houston to, like, in Houston, it was like going to be 1,000. Mm-hmm. And then my graduating class in high school was like 180.
Yeah.
So yeah, high school, we had a little more freedom. That's what I loved about going to high school in a small town, is talk about the freedom. But yeah, we had off-campus lunch, so I love doing off-campus lunch, going to McDonald's, going to a friend's house, just hanging out with the, you know, girlfriend at the time or whatever. Just, you know, you just, like I said, freedom.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying freedom.
What? No, I
was. Because a lot of times, you know, like I said, small town, you know, blue-collar people, everyone's parents were at work during the day. So when we got to go to lunch, off campus lunch at 12, a lot of people's parents weren't home.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No. I'm not saying I don't know about that. So.
No. Oh yeah.
Of course I know that. Of course I don't remember the time that I was in a car with a boy and my mom thought I was at school, and my mom is literally at the same stoplight, so I'm like ducking.
Oh,
in
my
the sorry mom, if you see this, I doubt it, but oh, yes. Yeah.
I've experienced that once with a girl, being in a girl's car and not wanting another girl to see me. I literally put the car back, like all the way back, and the girl in the car that was driving me was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, everything's fine. I'm just tired. I'm just laying back."
See?
But I'm really, the chick and her mom are literally in the car over.
See, no,
of my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, no, see, that's not me. I'm like this, and he's like, "Oh, are you all right?" I'm like, "No, my mom's right the fuck there." My mom obviously doesn't know I'm freaking here with you, so yeah.
And did you end up doing anything with that guy?
No.
Because, see, I think when I'm talking about my thing,
I think,
like,
it was
the girl
just
was
a
just
skip
taking
to
me
go
home.
Get something to eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we skipped to just go get something
to eat. Yeah, it was the same thing. We weren't doing anything. The girl was just taking me home.
I mean, he was probably trying to fuck me, but I didn't. What?
That's good. Good on ya. Okay. But see, yeah, it just in my case, she was just literally taking me home, too. But play back to you not being jealous type is she was just literally a friend taking me home, but the girl, if she would have saw me, she would have played the jealous type and like been like, "What the fuck?"
But
I'm glad you didn't suck the guy's cock.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I don't know. But yeah, back to the freaking this, that, or something. What the heck. School lunch, pack lunch, camp, off campus lunch.
We answered that, right? We basically answered that for elementary, middle school, and high school.
Oh yeah, we did for all the levels, but what about overall? Why are you picking your pimple right now?
Stop. No, I'm just kidding. It hurts. It's ingrown hair.
Yeah, I know.
I got ingrown hair in my
chin.
It's
your beard, yeah.
I'm human, all right? Deal with it. I get pimps. Right? Luckily, when I grown up, I never dealt with that growing up. My brother did deal with that. But
Same here, my brother.
I never dealt with acne growing up. Mm-mm. It just, I guess my big thing, like, especially being into like fitness and stuff and like working out and like sweaty, like I just got like body acne was my biggest thing. I would get acne on my legs. Luckily I don't think I do anymore.
Mm-mm.
Or not as bad as it used to be, but mm-mm. I never got like face acne. Did you?
No, I didn't, because I got my dad's part of the genes, because my dad never struggled with acne, but my brother got my mom's part, so that's why my mom, I'd say my mom and my brother struggled with acne. around teenage age, and even now.
Those that white gene.
I only get, see, I have more of the native, obviously, you know, Hispanic gene, so that's why I don't really struggle with that. The only time I struggle with acne is, you know, that time of the month, so.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's just, like, stress pimps.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Been pretty good. Pretty good for an episode coming back, right?
This was good. I feel good. Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel good about coming back. Yeah, I just hope, you know, we're still in this, people. For the people that think that we gave up or that we stopped a long time ago, like, no. Like, now I feel like we're going in it straightforward. So, yeah. Hopefully, you know, y'all stick along for the ride.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. And then... normally after the show, I'm going to be doing the Squanchy show. But since we did a good amount of pre-pod shenanigans today before the show, please check that out. Patreon.com/Kaven or just download the Patreon app and search Kaven Universe. Other social medias, I mean, our main social media is Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all those. Basically every social media we're on there. If we're not on a social media app that you like to use, please let us know. We'll be on there.
Yeah.
Trust me. Check out our, speaking of which, on our Instagram, you can check out our Linktree, which we have links to our merch if you're interested in supporting the show with merch. And then, of course, Patreon, like we said, $1. Support the show for $1. Help us keep doing this.
And the easiest thing, the easiest and number one thing y'all can do is just like and subscribe this video.
Yeah, exactly. That's the freest. Yeah, if you don't want to support anywhere else, you can always support for free by liking and subscribing. Nice one, babe.
Yes,
that's
babe.
A good one. All right. Babe. In our music, people.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. See ya.